Let's take a musical road trip through the American South. Think of yourself crowded into the back of the car, next to the guitar case. The driver is Roseanne Cash, whose new album was inspired by her southern travels in the Mississippi Valley.
I'm going down to Florence, gonna wear a pretty dress. I'll sit atop the magic wall with the voices in my head.
Her album is called The River and the Thread. The travels that produced it began when Roseanne Cash visited the Arkansas home where her father Johnny Cash grew up during the Great Depression.
It was part of a New Deal era project. Built in 1935, 500 cottages with 40 acres and a mule to each cottage. And the Cash family was desperately poor. This saved their life.
I'm trying to picture it. I'm assuming it was, you know, reasonably well built, but extremely simple. Is that?
Extremely simple, small, but brand new. My dad said his first memory at 3 years old moving into that house was there were 5 cans of paint sitting in the front room of his freshly painted new home.
5 cans of paint in the empty fields, the dust reveals the chill.
How many rooms were in that house?
Maybe 4.
And how big was the family?
7 children.
Ouch.
Yeah. My grandmother, you know, the work was so hard, it was almost medieval. She raised 7 children. She picked cotton. She cooked on a hot stove, you know, on 100-degree temperature. It was a hard life.
The mud. It's a heavy toll.
Roseanne Cash traveled beyond her father's boyhood home to Nashville and to Florence, Alabama. In a single short drive in Mississippi, she encountered the grave of bluesman Robert Johnson, the place where Emmett Till was murdered during the Civil Rights era, and the Tallahatchie Bridge, which inspired a legendary song.
There's a mythic quality to that part of the South. You know, it's so dense, the music and literature that came out of it. I mean, we met a 90-something-year-old man in Marigold, Mississippi, who knew Bill and Estelle Faulkner and who said Eudora was a lovely woman.
Not William Faulkner, Bill.
Bill. So, you know, the past is alive in these places.
Well, you're not from around here. You're probably not our kind. It's hot from March to Christmas. Other things you'll find won't fit you.
The South can be all-consuming.
So consuming that Roseanne Cash said she had to leave the South to actually write her songs. She needed to gain perspective on what she saw and felt.
I don't think I could have written some of these songs if I had lived in Money, Mississippi.
If Jesus came from Mississippi, if tears began to world of strange design.
Now, there's a song on this album called Master Calls the Roll.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about. But first, let's listen to a little bit of that.
Oh, my darling Mary Ann, the march to war is calling somewhere far across these southern lands, our bands of brothers falling.
What's happening in that song?
My son, who was in eighth grade last year, was studying the Civil War. And I said to him, you know, you have Cash ancestors on both sides. And I went on the Civil War database to show him. And this picture came up of William Cash. He was a Union soldier from a Massachusetts regiment. I got taken with him. I looked up in our own genealogy for a woman who might have been around 20 years old at the start of the Civil War, and I found Mary Ann Cash. So I put them together.
Girl with hair of flaming red, seeking perfect lover.
There's a personal zad that begins the song. that is a real 19th century personals ad that says, girl with hair flaming red, you know, she's seeking a partner. And,
wow,
you know, I have flaming red hair, so that was even doubly great. And then, you know, they wed. Then in the middle of the song, he has to leave her as he goes off to war because there are bands of brothers falling. And then, of course, he has to die in the end. And the only way he returns to Virginia is to be buried.
Even though it's made up, it's moving to hear you say that.
I don't know that it's made up, to tell you the truth. There were William Cashes who died in the war, and there were women Cashes who never married after the Civil War, so you have to think they lost their lover.
Lo, the season may come. Lo, the season may go. Calls the roll.
The things you push away the hardest when you're young, you end up embracing when you get older.
What have been some of those things for you?
Well, Tennessee in a large sense, and the South in an even larger sense. Like, I just thought it was too claustrophobic. I had to get away. Now, seeing the richness of it, the beauty, the connectedness, you know, it's amazing. It moves me to tears when I think about it. And the fact that these songs came from it, it's been the greatest gift of my life, besides my children.
Roseanne Cash, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Though the storm clouds gather, let the union be made whole.
The new album by Roseanne Cash is called The River and the Threat. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.